Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, with the return of Carson Wentz, we knew we needed a quarterback authority to come on our show, Al. We got one. Here's the Boston College great NFL
New York
guy.
Jets.
We had Jets in Seattle, I think it was. On the line with us is our quarterback authority, Glenn Foley. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, crew. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Glenn. We got a lot to ask you about because Frank Reich's coming to town, and you happen to know him real well, too. So let's start, though, with the decision to clear Carson Wentz to play. Are the Eagles taking a calculated risk?
I would wait for his receivers to be healthier or at least to get himself some receivers. But to put him in this situation, again, he's cleared. He's healthy.
Right.
Yeah, he's going to play, and he should play. But, you know, Aguilar goes down. The receiving core is really light. And now all of a sudden your left tackle is starting to limp around. So may not be the best time to go, but it's football. When you're healthy, you go.
All right. By the way, Aguilar is the one wide receiver who is not going down. Alshon Jeffrey, I think, is who you're referring to.
That's right, Matt Jeffrey. I'm sorry. And I'm looking, and I never play fantasy football, ever. And I played it this year for the first year, and the biggest zero on the board was the Eagles' defense, by the way.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other
Well, we're going to get to that shortly. We're going to get to that shortly, but here's what I want to know. Coming off a major injury like that, Glenn, what's the psychology of the player himself? Is he tentative? Does he favor the injury? Is he afraid of that first hit? Tell me what goes through the quarterback's mind coming off that injury.
Yeah, I came back from a major knee injury in, it was 97. I never made it back, but there comes a point where it's not ready, it's getting close, it's closer, but it's still not ready. Then all of a sudden, one day, bang, it's ready. If you feel better, it feels the same, it feels like you can take a hit. I don't know when that point was, but once you know it's there, there's really no fear. And then again, you need to get that first hit. You need to take that first sack to make sure that, you know, your mind and your knee are telling you the same thing.
All right, but you're saying that really there's not a lot of fear. You've gone through this whole process for over 9 months, Glenn. You know you're ready to play when you go back out there.
Yeah, there's no question, especially that he's been on there and he's been practicing. I would have liked to see him. I'd like to see Nick go out to start this game, and then you filter them both in. Let them both play in this game. See how it goes. So I would prep them both and then not just put the entire load on top of Wentz, even though he wants it. I would restrict his play this week, see how he does maybe through the first quarter. And if he's fine, then let him go. If there's any doubts, maybe you let Nick go.
What do you think?
There's no reason to rush him back. This game absolutely has to be the game that he has to play the whole game. But, you know, again, he's been cleared by the doctors, and it's time to go.
Well, assess for me Nick's play in the first two games, Glenn. What'd you think?
Well, it was dink and dunk in the first game. And then, you know, for what he had weapon-wise, again, I'm not a statistic guy, but he ranked right up there with Brady and a one-legged Rodgers in terms of his statistics this week in the way he played. So I knew he was going to play. I actually started him in fantasy over Rodgers, and they had the same amount of points. So, yeah, I thought he played better in the second game, and I thought he was going to play better in the second game. But what I don't see with him, what you do with Wentz is, you know, that Brady-like, that Rodgers-like atmosphere in the locker room. The Patriots just picked up Josh Gordon.
Yes.
Now, did the Eagles go after Josh Gordon? And if they didn't, why not? Because they don't have that locker room yet. There's not that leadership in the locker room to say, hey, let's go get Dez. Let's go get Josh Gordon. Let's go get them both. And let's make sure that they appear and they bow down to what our locker room rules are. Now, for a fifth-round draft pick, if Josh Gordon doesn't fit in, then he's gone. But my biggest thing with Frank Reich is I saw such a lack of draft You know, I praise Frank for his knowledge as a draft, as an intelligent guy in the room all the time, as the confidant, no matter who's in the room, whether it be Howie or in the game, it's Doug. Doug and Frank are always in cahoots talking on the sideline. If you look what Frank did in his draft as opposed to what the Eagles did in their draft, he completely crushed them. Now, he had a ton more draft picks and much more to work with. Right. But look at Reich drafts offensive guard. And then his last four picks are wide receiver, running back. And the Eagles take a tight end who, frankly, I cut in my fantasy league, Goddard. He's their first pick. I don't know how good he's going to be. But he's not an offensive tackle who could be protecting behind, you know, your hobbled tackle, right. And all these injuries, the Sproles injuries, right. The injury with, with the left tackle is these are guys coming off a major injury. So when they go out there in full 100% participation, something else is going to pop. You know, it's one of those things. Okay, you're healing this side, but something on the other side is going to pop, or something on the back side of your knee is going to pop, and that's right, kind of what's happening. They're old guys.
Let me get you on the field again because it's time for you to play a little football. There's 5 minutes to go. You're down 2 scores, 13 points. You're inside the other team's 20, and you got just under 5 minutes to play. If the coach calls in 3 consecutive running plays, and each consume close to 30 seconds, do you as the quarterback check out of that because you know it's not a good strategy in that moment in the game? How do you handle that?
Yeah, it depends on how the play comes in. Okay. If it comes in package, which means you got to play run or run pass option or whatever that is, yeah, you got to know better than that. And again, that's Frank Reich. I'm telling you, Frank Reich is the missing ingredient.
Wow.
I do my little blog. We're going through some growing pains right now. Growing pains.
Ooh.
We're going through some growing pains right now in terms of the way the offense is working. The battery of that whole offensive unit was Frank Reich. And I was saying that last time. I was like, oh, you're crazy. It's Wentz. It's Peterson. It's the general manager. I'm telling you, this guy Frank Reich is a super mind.
Are you telling us? Glenn, hold on. I want to make sure I understand what you're telling us. Glenn, are you telling us if Reich is on the sideline Sunday in Tampa, those plays don't get called in succession like that?
Absolutely not.
That's what I believe. And you know, we had Doug on yesterday, and Doug said, no, those were the right calls. All we needed was 2 minutes to go. That's a ridiculous way to look at it when you could end up with 4 minutes. Throw to the end zone.
I get it. I watch my kids play, and I pull my hair out watching some of the things that happen.
All right, so Reich would have stopped that. Reich was the guy who was good in those moments. Is that what you're telling us?
Oh, yeah. Reich would go, hey, listen, we have at max 14 plays left in this game. And he would be saying things that no one else would think about. And he goes, we can't run the ball here because the clock will go down to here. And before you know it, we'll be under this number. And then if they get it, and believe me, he's throwing a million scenarios in his ear, and they make sense, and they're easily understood. So the minute that Doug doesn't understand what's going on, Frank's there to immediately give him the input. And that was, you could see it last year. Doug wouldn't know what coverage it was because he's got to think about the next play because he's calling the play. So he's got to ask Frank, what was the coverage? What do you think the coverage is going to be now? And I'm not sure he's getting that same communication to him. I'm almost positive, and I know they're worse off as a football unit on the offense without Frank Reich being there.
All right, so here's the last question applying the Frank Reich thing to this. He's here Sunday playing the Eagles. Does he have an advantage? He was the guy who helped groom Carson Wentz. Glenn, is he going to really know what to do to stop Wentz because he coached him for 2 years?
He'll have a little better knowledge. I mean, you can't do much about when Carson Wentz pulls a whirly bird and throws one back off his back foot 50 yards into the end zone.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, he's going to know his tendencies. He's going to understand what it's like to play on an injured leg, and then he's going to introduce things that Carson's never seen or Carson had trouble with, you know, when he was playing. So absolutely, there is an advantage there. Not that much an advantage. My biggest concern is the wide receiving core.
Yeah, it's not good. Glenn, then I got to ask this last thing now because you really told us a lot about your fantasy team this morning. Will you take Carson Wentz for your fantasy team Sunday?
This week, no.
Wow. Because of the not enough weapons on the wide receiver core?
Yeah, not enough weapons, and I'm worried about what Frank's going to do something tricky.
Wow. Glenn Foley with some very nice insights. Glenn, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
That's good stuff, man. That was interesting stuff, Al.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.